The Emperor's Egg by Martin Jenkins. Illustrated by Jane Chapman. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. There are 17 kinds of penguin, but the emperor is the only one that breeds in Antarctica in midwinter. The adults arrive at their breeding areas, often more than 100 miles from the open sea, in late autumn. A few weeks later, the female lays her single egg and returns to the sea, leaving the male to keep the egg warm until it hatches a couple of months later. At first, the male and female take turns caring for the chick, but soon it is big enough to be left while both parents go fishing for its food in the sea. By the time it is 4 months old, the young penguin's coat of down has been replaced by adult feathers. It now also sets off for the sea, where it has to start taking care of itself. Down at the very bottom of the world, there's a huge island that's almost completely covered in snow and ice. It's called Antarctica, and it's the coldest, windiest place on Earth. The weather's bad enough there in summer, but in winter, it's really terrible. It's hard to imagine anything actually living there. But wait, what's that shape over there? It can't be. Yes! It's a penguin! It's not just any old penguin either. It's a male emperor penguin, the biggest penguin in the world. And he's doing a very important job. He's taking care of his egg. He didn't lay it himself, of course. His mate did that a few weeks ago. But very soon afterward, she turned around and waddled off to the sea. That's where female emperor penguins spend most of the winter, swimming about, getting as fat as they can, eating as much as they can, and generally having a very nice time, as far as you can tell. Which leaves the father penguin stuck on the ice with his egg. Now, the most important thing about egg sitting is to stop your egg from getting cold. That means it has to be kept off the ice and out of the wind. And what better way to do that than to rest it on your feet and tuck it right up under your tummy? Which is just what the father penguin does. And that's how he'll stay for 2 whole months, until his egg is ready to hatch. Can you imagine it? Standing around in the freezing cold with an egg on your feet for 2 whole months? What's more, there's nothing for the father penguin to eat on land. And because he's egg-sitting, he can't go off to the sea to feed. So that means 2 whole months with an egg on your feet and no dinner, or breakfast, or lunch, or snacks. I don't know about you, but I'd be very, very miserable. Luckily, the penguins don't seem to mind too much. They have thick feathers and lots of fat under their skin to help keep them warm. Most of the time, the huddle trundles along very, very slowly. And when it gets really cold and windy, they all snuggle up together and shuffle over the ice in a great big huddle. But sometimes, when the penguins get to a particularly slippery slope, they slide down it on their tummies, pushing themselves along with their flippers, always remembering to take care of their egg, and trying hard not to bump into each other. And that's how the father penguin spends the winter. Until one day, he hears a chip, chip, chip. His egg is starting to hatch. It takes a day or so, but finally, the egg cracks right open. And out pops a penguin chick. Now the father penguin has two jobs to do. He has to keep the chick warm, and he has to feed it. But on what? The chick is too small to be taken off to the sea to catch food, and it can't be left behind on the ice. Well, deep down in the father penguin's throat, there's a pouch where he makes something a little like milk. And that's what he feeds to his hungry chick. The father penguin can make only enough of the milky stuff to feed his chick for a couple of weeks. But just as he's about to run out, a dot appears on the horizon. It gets closer and closer, and yes! It's Mom! She starts trumpeting, "Hello!" And the father penguin starts trumpeting, "Hello!" And the chick whistles. The racket goes on for hours, and it really does sound as if they're extremely pleased to see each other. As soon as things have calmed down, the mother penguin is sick. Right into her chick's mouth. Yuck, you may think. Yum, thinks the chick, and gobbles it all down. It's the mother's turn to take care of the chick now, while the father sets off to the sea for a well-earned meal of his own. About time, too.